Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for another day, and thank you as this rain falls and to bringing life to this earth, Father God, the water of life. So, Father God, we thank you that daily you encourage us, Father God, and you give us the waters from the well of life, Father God, our destiny, our purpose, our origin. The goodness, Father God, that you've got in store for our life, predestined us to have, Father God. So we thank you this morning again, Father God. Stir us up, Father God, to see like you see, Father God, so that we can shine, Father God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Some beautiful scriptures here. It's Colossians chapter 4, and it's verses 4, 5, and 6.
Pray that I would unfold and reveal fully this mystery, for that is my delightful assignment. Walk in the wisdom of God as you live before the unbelievers, and make it your duty to make him known. Let every word you speak be drenched with grace and tempered with truth and clarity. It literally means seasoned with salt. Friendly, clear, and making people thirsty for truth. For then you will be prepared to give a respectful answer to anyone who asks about your faith.
Hallelujah. So it's really just Paul's prayer is here, you know, that this is what he desires from us to wake up to, and that should be our total supreme desire. This is the love that is from God, agape. This is the life that is from God. It's what God has in mind for us. It's our inheritance, our destiny, our new name, our true name, the story. Just as we saw the prophets of old, every one of them had a unique, beautiful fragrance to live in and to walk in living with and walking with God. And so there's a unique destiny for each and every one of us. And that's what us pastors, prophets, teachers, evangelists, we all encourage people to come to their God. We've got to let them, we trust our lives is a beautiful fragrance to get them there. And there are words and our daily encouragement is to get everyone to come home, to come into the kingdom, to look to their Father, to be inspired by that in the kingdom, the angels, the beautiful prophets, the apostles already there, and how to inspire us to listen to the Lord, to look to the head, and to be obedient all our lives so that this beautiful fragrance can become the fragrance of each and every other person as well. So that's our desire. And as it says here, you know, this is what we strive for, to put this across so that people turn away from this darkness, from the deception, from the lie, to the living God and be what they're supposed to be. So, yeah, we just pray that each one can just perceive this. And this is why morning by morning we draw clear so that God can light the fire so that we can stand against all any deception coming and we can be the fragrance that we are in this world, the fragrance of Christ, giving glory to him who we were predestined in him that came and done everything for us. Everything's been done. He portrayed this beautiful life, and then he died so that whatever was hindering us can be taken away, and now he's ruling and reigning in heaven so that he can bring about that unique destiny plan and purpose that he has for each and every one of us, and so also the plan and purpose that he has for this whole world, that his kingdom may come on earth as it is in heaven. And this everything else, everything apart from the bride, everything apart from faith, everything apart from the Father, is going to be taken away. So it's so important. Thank you, Lord, for helping us, putting this across and shining our lights in this time. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Lord, for establishing our thoughts, our attitudes and actions. And thank you that our words will be seasoned with salt, that it will be friendly, clear, and making people thirsty for truth. Amen.
Amen.